Thanks very much indeed, Scott, ladies and gentlemen, and thanks to CETA for the opportunity to speak to you today. As Scott indicated, I represent a joint venture between Mitsubishi Corporation and Murchison Metals, two of the largest and strongest ore exporters in the Midwest region at present, and some of the industry's most important development business leaders for the future. We are also bidding, of course, for the development of the rail infrastructure as well as the port, but the present RFP process is confined just to the port. Andrew said that the Midwest is not the Pilbara, but ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to reflect on the success of the Pilbara and where it may be applied as a benchmark against infrastructure operations to serve mining operations in Western Australia. The Pilbara currently is home to three of the four largest resource companies in the world, if I include FMG. It's well established. It has efficient operations since 1964. It has a very large resource base with which to underpin that infrastructure development and world-scale commodity rail and port infrastructure. But at present, there is no third-party access to company-owned infrastructure as at today. On that point, I note that recently FMG's infrastructure business has indicated that it will set out the policy documents which underpin access to its rail infrastructure, and that that occurred on the 1st of July this year. In the Midwest, we have a new resource province being established by companies such as Mitsubishi and Murchison. Compared to the Pilbara companies, these miners are moving from exploration to production at a very early stage. There is ongoing significant exploration activity, and the region is widely held as very prospective. But holding it back is a lack of commodity port and rail infrastructure, and this represents a barrier to future development. So, as the Minister indicated, the Government has determined to call proposals for port and rail infrastructure. However, unlike the Pilbara, this will be a greenfield bulk commodity supply chain where, from its inception, third-party access will be required and it will be funded by the private sector on commercial terms. In this case, we believe it is very important to understand the issues surrounding vertical integration in resource markets and what that may imply for commodity prices in the future. In particular, vertical integration in the context of international bulk commodity supply chains can be taken to mean that ownership and control of all elements of the supply chain rest in the hands of one group. That includes, importantly, of course, end customers. However, the implications of this for the development of the mines is that there are questions which will be raised and will have to be answered around access terms and standards of service, service standards being offered to competitors, the potential for cost shifting, the timing for and the terms upon which expansions of that supply chain occur, and of course potential exists for outcomes in product markets to suffer from the result of vertical integration across all elements of the supply chain. So what we've done today is to present you with three alternatives, including importantly the Pilbara model, and try to explain why OPR views this as very important to the economic development of Western Australia. In a buyer-based model, where ore is purchased from affiliates controlling the supply chain, the objective commercially is obviously to minimise the raw material costs for the downstream customer. In the context of the Pilbara model, where there is integration of mine ownership and infrastructure, the objective is, of course, to minimise the total production costs, and as Andrew indicated, including, of course, the transport costs. Presented with the opportunity to deliver some innovation in this industry, What OPR has sought to do is to represent a model with minimal integration. And whilst we acknowledge the important ownership of Crosslands Mine in relation to the OPR joint venture, there is an important separation proposed between the operation of the infrastructure and its ownership. And on that point, importantly, we are joined in our consortium by P&O as our port operator and ARG as our rail operator. And in separating ownership from operation, we believe we can deliver to the mines in the region minimal costs in the delivery task for their ore to whomever markets they determine in their interests they should supply. We see the importance of infrastructure development in four key areas for local economies. Clearly, they're a catalyst for new mine development, and in the government's RFP, they've made it clear that one of the key policy objectives is that the ownership and operation of the mines should be encouraged to be as diverse and as productive as possible, and that this should not in any way reflect a link to the infrastructure. So they're looking for independence in the infrastructure operation and a catalyst for new mine development. Obviously, an impetus to local employment and regional communities, as Clive has indicated, and importantly, a new revenue stream for government. So, in conclusion, what I sought to do today when I was presented with the opportunity to address you in the middle of the tender evaluation panel process was to explain importantly how the OPR model tries to create incentives to closely align the infrastructure business with the interests of government and the commercial interests of mines in the region, and to do that through a separation of ownership from the delivery from protection to existing mines and infrastructure for future mines to join the infrastructure. Importantly, what we're trying to do is ensure the utilisation of the infrastructure to the maximum extent, and we believe this is able to be delivered through separation of asset ownership. Finally, we'd suggest, ladies and gentlemen, that it's important in the decision that lies ahead for government that the resource infrastructure development is on indeed the right terms, not just on any terms, as the effect of this will be felt in the Midwest region for years to come. Thanks very much.